Yes, welcome back into the Auburn Daily Show. I am Harrison Tarr, joined today by Dylan Lark, as always, every Wednesday. Back on the show, Dylan, how are the vibes this week? How you doing, my man?
I'm doing pretty good, and that good feeling might change by around, I don't know, 5:30 tonight, somewhere around there. A little positivity going on, but...
Sure, and we're going to talk a little bit of Auburn hoops. Actually, we're going to talk all Auburn hoops today on the Auburn Daily Show, the Wednesday installment, which we get to do a good bit when Auburn plays Wednesday midweek games, which I guess that's probably in the rearview mirror now. But it's been a lot of fun this season. Enjoyed talking hoops with you this year, Dylan. And I'm excited to do it one more time in the regular season as Auburn rounds out their SEC conference play. Tonight will be against Alabama. Saturday at 1 o'clock will be against the University of Tennessee. Familiar foe for Bruce Pearl, a team that Bruce has had a good amount of success for in the past. Different results this year. And I'm really interested to get your thoughts here, Dylan. Auburn's traveling to Alabama tonight, and they're taking on the number two team in the country. And we know about what Brandon Miller can do on the hardwood. We know about how this Alabama team really embraces the old Al Davis saying of just win, baby, at whatever cost, right?
Yep.
And I'm curious to get your thoughts. A lot of people, and I talked about this on the loop earlier in the week, a lot of people have already kind of chalked this game up as a loss, and I don't necessarily disagree. But for Auburn to be on the bubble, and we're going to talk about what that looks like in the latter half of the show, about what the possible outcomes could be for Auburn this year. How does Auburn go into Tuscaloosa and at least go toe-to-toe, if not walk away with the W, over the Crimson Tide this evening? And where does your mind take you immediately? Where did that start?
So last episode of the College Loop, I had a little bit of a spiel because I think that we're – Auburn fans, including myself, have a tendency to where you kind of sunshine pump when you shouldn't. And I mean, I had a whole spiel about why we as a collective fan base should probably stop comparing this team to the 2019 team because it's just not the same. Sure. That team had shooters. This team does not. And we kept it close against Alabama last game. And I mean, that was in Neville Arena and we still lost it. And I know the scoreboard doesn't really affect or reflect how the game actually went, but this game is the Coleman Coliseum. Alabama's a 10-point favorite. Auburn, according to ESPN FPI, has a 12.1% chance to win, and Auburn really needs a win out of these last two games to make it to clinch the tournament. I mean, you can still make it, but you have to clinch the tournament, and you got to slow down Brandon Miller, but Auburn did last game, and it still got out of hand in the last minute and a half. Alabama's got shooters. Auburn doesn't. All Auburn can do is, you know, try to shut it down and hope Wendell Green, Katie Johnson, and Jani Broome can get hot.
You know, from a matchup standpoint, Dylan, there's a clear edge for the Tide. And there's a lot of different areas where there's a clear edge for the Tide here. But I'm curious to get your thoughts. We know about Brandon Miller. We've talked about him so much this year. And he's certainly a storyline throughout the rest of the year in a number of ways, neither here nor there. But there are other pieces on this Alabama team, a lot of other pieces. I mean, Noah Clowney. I mean, just look at him. He's averaging 8.2 rebounds a game, and he gets under the bucket better than most people in the SEC, averaging 9.8, just under double digits. Mark Sears, averaging 13.4. There are problems on this team, top to bottom. When I say problems, I mean in the good sense, as in he's a problem. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There are a lot of pieces that Nate Oates has assembled in Tuscaloosa, and I know that Auburn fans is a hard pill to swallow. I get it. I understand. You don't want Alabama to sniff that national title in basketball before Auburn gets to. But this is where we are in 2023, Dylan, and the odds are heavily stacked against Auburn, which is why it would make perfect sense for Auburn to go get boat raced, but it would also make perfect sense for Auburn to go win. Does that make sense?
Yeah, the Auburn Tigers are well known across all sports for having that underdog mentality. And I know it says Alabama's a 10-point favorite, but I can easily see Auburn keeping it close. And, sure. I mean, Auburn, weirder things have happened. Weirder things have happened. Wendell Green can walk out in the court, shoot 10 for 10 from the three-point line. Katie Johnson can put up 20. Like, weird stuff like that is prone to happen when you wear that orange and blue.
Not to mention, you can't take away the fact that this is a rivalry game. And those are kind of the intangibles, right? There's always a chance. If you already knew who was going to win, you wouldn't play the game. We say that a lot. on the College Loop, especially in non-conference season, like softball, great example right now, beating up on a lot of teams that aren't really that good. But if you already knew who was going to play, you wouldn't win the game. From an analytical deep dive standpoint, I've got my eye on Jalen Williams and Jahni Broome tonight. Obviously, Wendell Green Jr. lives under my microscope, my metaphorical microscope, because he is your floor general. He is your facilitator. He is your guy that you live by him and you die by him sometimes. But he's got to be able to get the job done. Matchup-wise, on Brandon Miller, and we talked about this with Daniel Locke on the College Loop earlier in the week. You can't stop him. It's not a, you might be able to. You can't. What you can do is you can limit his role. Or you can force Alabama into him being the only role. And you still might lose. That's he's just one of those generational talents. Forgive me in advance to everybody listening to this podcast. He's Alabama's 2023 Jabari of 2022 at Auburn. It's that simple. He can take over a game. And he will if you let him. I mean, he's had multiple 40-point games, right?
Yeah. Week from today, he had 41 points.
Recently. But if you look at from an experience standpoint, Auburn's seen Alabama once. Alabama's also seen Auburn once. I don't think Alabama saw the best version of Auburn for 40 minutes. I think Auburn didn't see the best version of Alabama for 40 minutes. Jahni Broome, Jalen Williams, if they can complement each other and at least limit Brandon Miller's scoring from two of the three levels, because we know he can shoot the deep ball, he can shoot the mid-range, he can get to the rim, he can get to the rack. If you can take away the deep ball, limit the deep ball, and if you can limit his work from the range, Dylan, I think you're right there. I mean, you need your guys, your Wendell Greens, your Zepp Jaspers. You need Katie Johnson to have a good game. You need Leor Berman to come in and give you 8 or 9 minutes off the bench of solid play and a couple of buckets. It's top to bottom here. Dylan Carwell can't afford another one of those games where he goes out and has like 4 points and misses 4 free throws, and his only real impact is a couple blocks. I know his role is valuable, but top to bottom, this team's got to fire on all cylinders. And I'll go ahead and say it: you got to play perfect. You have to play perfect.
Oh yeah. I mean, we saw it last game. I mean, Brandon Miller had the best game against us, and Auburn still found a way to lose the game. I'm not going to say Bama beat the ever-living crap out of Auburn, but Auburn lost the game because they refused to play those extra, like, 5-10 minutes of the game. And we have to have that tonight. Jalen Williams and Jahni Broome both were Auburn's key pieces of keeping it close against Vanderbilt and beating Ole Miss. But, I mean, that Kentucky game still weighs heavy on a lot of fans, because that was just the worst kind of showcase. And you hope to see the complete opposite of what you saw against Kentucky tonight. And Wendell Green has got to get right. He has got to get back scoring. He has had the worst 3-game stretch of the season for him, I believe.
Probably the worst 3-game stretch he's had since he's been at Auburn.
Yes. And it comes at the worst time it could possibly come out. Because Auburn desperately needs a win more than anything right now. And, I mean, I don't want to say it, but Kentucky was probably your best bet of winning. Tennessee is looking pretty good right now. They're back at full health. And you got to beat Alabama and Tuscaloosa. And those are your last two options to easily get into March.
Sure. No, I don't think you're wrong, Dylan. And I know that this isn't the answer that Auburn fans want to hear. Sometimes you got to play perfect to win a game. So a lot of times Auburn fans have gotten kind of used to in the past couple of 3 years, 4 years, Auburn cannot play perfect and still win a lot of basketball games. This team's just not that team. I don't particularly think this team's all that bad. I just don't think this team's all that good. And I think there's a ton of upside coming into 24, and that's a whole different conversation. But right now, in tonight's matchup with the University of Alabama at Tuscaloosa, you've got to play perfect. And so many layers go into this beyond just the rivalry and the on-court matchups. It just continues to go on and on. I think something else, another storyline to monitor is, does BP and company have a late game set prepared? Have they gone over situational stuff at the end of the game? Because really, there's been a lot of moments that have been head scratchers, Dylan, where you've gone, what is Auburn doing right now? West Virginia specifically comes to mind.
Oh, yeah.
Despite the win, Ole Miss comes to mind. And there's a lot of occasions where you just scratch your head, Vanderbilt, and you go, what was the plan here? That's not going to fly against any top half team in the NCAA. It's not definitely not going to fly with the top two team in the NCAA. So lots of room for improvement on that front. Auburn can use this. If they win this game, they're in the tournament for sure. Not a problem.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
If you play it close, I think it still benefits your RPI. And there's a lot of different ways that this could play out, Dylan. And we're going to talk a little bit about Lance Dawe's piece at the Auburn Daily here in just a moment. But before we do that, I want to take a second, Dylan, and talk to our listeners about a service that we both love and that we both enjoy using. I know that all my friends have enjoyed our promo code that I'm about to read out to you guys. I've got several friends that have used it. Billy, my roommate, used it last week when he got set up with Prize Picks. This season, Auburn Daily has partnered with Prize Picks to bring some fun and variety to the picks in 2023. Prize Picks is a free app that allows you to choose any 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 players from any sport. That's any sport, Dylan. Predict the over or under for the next game and win big prizes if they do well. They've got flex options where you can still get paid on winning only 3 of 5 or 2 of 3, and you can have multiple sports in the same parlay. Best of all, use promo code Auburn, that's AUBURN, to receive double on your first deposit up to $100. That's promo code Auburn, AUBURN, for double your first deposit. This college basketball season, we've got baseball coming through, MLB, NBA. I'm sure there's lines for the XFL. Haven't dove into it yet. But win some money with Prize Picks and Auburn Daily. Use promo code Auburn. Lots of fun stuff going on. Thank you to our friends over at Prize Picks. Dylan, let's bring it back to Auburn basketball. We talked in the first half of the show about Auburn's big-time matchup with the University of Alabama this evening. Let's look down the road, man. Let's play the what-if game. It's our favorite game to play around here. Lance Dawe put together a really, really solid article that we'll link in the description to this podcast about every possible outcome for Auburn basketball before the NCAA tournament. And Dylan, you and I have kind of we walked through this before the show went on. There's a lot. And for those of you who are listening, we're really just not going to be able to fit the whole thing into the show. We're going to pick a couple of these that Lance hit the nail on the head, guys. I mean, he did a great job with this article. And I highly recommend you read all the way through it. Let's talk about what you and I guess the vibes, feel like the vibes, about where we're at and our thought process of what's most likely for Auburn. Myself, I've kind of got a clear plan of mind, so I'm more than happy to go first, Dylan. If you've got a clear plan, I'll go ahead and open the floor to you, and you can shut me up.
I'm trying to find mine.
I'm going to go ahead and roll into this, if this is okay. So I've got Auburn going 2-2. This goes into the SEC tournament where you beat either the University of Alabama or Tennessee and lose in the SEC tournament quarterfinals. I think that's plausible. That puts you at a 93.1% chance of an 8 seed. And you would think that would be enough to at least build some momentum going into the tournament. I also think it's entirely plausible that Auburn goes 4-2 and loses to both Alabama and Tennessee and somehow, or I guess goes 3-2 rather. And loses in the championship game of the SEC tournament, which would still put you over the 90% threshold, but that's a tough sledding. Dylan, I'm interested to hear what your thoughts were, what really stuck out to you that you felt like is entirely plausible and Auburn fans should find, I guess a little sunshine pumping, glimmer of hope.
I was supposed to be sunshine pumping? I was looking at the most realistic one, which is if Auburn goes 1-3, losing to both UA and UT, losing in the SEC tournament quarterfinals. That is Auburn winning the first game of the tournament, which right now from what I've seen from brackets is Mississippi State, and then going to the number 2 seed in Texas A&M. So So Auburn gets that one win in the tournament, which gives Auburn a 69.7% chance of getting in as the last 4 in, which would give them the number 11 seed. I feel like that's the most realistic draw for Auburn because I'm not too – that Kentucky game just weighs too heavy on me. It probably shouldn't in college basketball just because, but that's just how my sports brain works. If you lose by 32 points, it's hard for me to just see, oh, you're going to get right there. You got 2 games against 2 of the hardest opponents on your schedule. Get right games should be early on in the season.
Right.
They don't happen 2 games left in the season when everything is already against the wall. But I mean, a lot of weirder things have happened. I think Auburn has to go 1-3, beating either Bama or Tennessee, but lose the first game of the tournament, and that gives them 83.9% chance of getting in as a 10 seed. So right now, 10 or 11 seed is my go-to right now. Ceiling, I guess, would be what Lance said whenever you went out. You get a 98.9% chance of getting in as a 5 seed, which, I mean, I love 98.9 as a country music station in Alabama, but that right there is – I like to see the percent chance of that happening, let alone getting
– Based on BPI alone. But I did want to – I'm glad you kind of mentioned that, because I did want to segue into the best-case scenario, worst-case scenario, because we can definitely fit that in there. And then I want to take get your thoughts on where you see Auburn in terms of win-loss going down the road. But if crap hits the fan and Auburn goes 0-3, loses the first game of the SEC tournament, these numbers drop significantly. You're a 50.7% chance of getting in as the last four in. That's problematic. You've got to win one game out of these next guaranteed three. Your chances of getting into the tournament are so much higher than not. So you've got to do yourself a service and at least pick up the win in that first round of the SEC tournament. Dylan, your thoughts. You've got Alabama on the road today, like we mentioned earlier. You got Tennessee at home at Neville Arena. You and I will be there on Saturday. Come say hi to us if you're at the game. And then you've got first round of the SEC tournament, Mississippi State. More than likely. Auburn goes what order and wins and losses from here on to that point?
I don't think Auburn's going to lose to Mississippi State in the tournament. If that's who we're playing. I don't know if that's exactly the draw right now or if that is the final draw.
It's the seeding, but yeah.
Yeah. The seeding could definitely just change out of the blue. But I don't like Auburn's chances tonight versus Alabama. Tennessee, I'm a bit on the fence about. It's in Neville Arena. It was a close game in Knoxville. But again, I'm a bit of a negative Nancy when it comes to losing by 32. So I'd probably predict a loss. And going into the tournament, I think Auburn wins that one very, very extremely needed win in the first round or the second round of the tournament, yep. I guess. And then I guess if you play Texas A&M, I don't like Auburn's chances versus A&M.
I'm going to sunshine pump a little bit. And then I know that you love it when I do this. Auburn's not beating Alabama tonight. That's not happening. If it does, then someone come back and clip this and deep fry me and put me under the Alabama final score on Twitter, and I'll be honest, I won't be mad. Be okay. I'll be all about it. All for it. Auburn's not beating Alabama tonight. I've almost convinced myself Auburn can win on Saturday against Tennessee. There's something about the last game of the season, a senior night, home court at the Jungle against a team that Bruce Pearl really, really hates losing to. Not that he likes to lose to anyone, but against a team that Bruce Pearl really hates losing to. And a team that went toe-to-toe with Auburn in Knoxville. There's enough pieces for me to make sense. Now, granted, Tennessee's healthy now, so you don't know how that plays into their matchups with Auburn. I think Auburn finishes the regular season with a 1-1 split. You'd like to think they could play Alabama at home tonight. I don't even know if that's going to happen. I don't think they're going to play them close. I think you win the first round of the SEC tournament. And if you run into the buzzsaw, it can't happen 5 times in a row, right?
Hope not.
Like, 4 or 5. I can't remember if this would be the 4th straight loss or 5th straight loss.
We beat them one time last season.
Once. So, yeah. But they won the second matchup. Right.
Yeah. Second matchup, then the tournament.
Fourth straight loss if Auburn does fall to A&M. And at that point, it's time to actually start talking about the fact that Bruce Pearl, his kryptonite is actually Buzz Williams. But I like your chances of getting past the second round of the SEC tournament. Probably a little more than I should. But I think you're in decent shape. I know that this is not the sunshine pumping people are used to hearing me do. Especially if you listen to the College Loop, I always try to spin zone.
I was totally expecting the 4-0 down the stretch, win the SEC tournament.
Dylan, I don't do drugs on the Auburn Daily Show. I don't do drugs, period, Mom. Don't worry. I know you're listening. But If I did, I specifically wouldn't do it when I'm talking about Auburn basketball, although it might help sometimes. I don't think that you're sold out yet. Don't give up hope. So I think that tonight should be a telltale about Saturday. If you can get out tonight healthy, you play them close. I think if you're playing close, it builds momentum. And I think you could beat Tennessee at home. I really do. So I'll be interested to see how that shakes out. Dylan, thank you for talking basketball with me. Always a pleasure. We'll get to do it again here in about 5 hours on the College Loop podcast. So go ahead and plug yourself. Tell everybody where they can find you, find your work, support you, love you, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, if you're watching the video version, you look right there. That's my Twitter. But if you're listening, it's at your boy, the Tank. That is at YABOI, the Tank. You can also catch me on the Monday shows of the Auburn Daily Show. You guys catch me on the College Loop that comes out every Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday, where we talk all things Auburn sports as well. You also follow us everywhere, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, not MySpace, though. YouTube, Spotify, Amazon Music, getting Google Podcasts very soon. Spotify, if I haven't already mentioned it, just the works for the College Loop.
That's right. I am Harrison Tarr at By Harrison Tarr on Twitter. That's like you're reading my byline on a newspaper. You can check out my written work at The Auburn Daily. I've got everything women's basketball. We've got actually Daniel's popping up to cover for me tomorrow night. I got to go pick up my girlfriend from the airport who I haven't seen in a couple months. But I've got all things women's basketball. I've got softball, women's athletics. I am there. Men's athletics, I'm there. Barbecue takes, I'm there too. Don't listen to my gambling takes. If you want to listen to more of my podcasting work, I am, just like Dylan said, on the College Loop every Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday. That is available anywhere that you guys stream. If it's not available where you stream, hit us in the DMs. We'll make sure it's there. Just like the Auburn Daily Show, you can find it anywhere. You can also find me on the Auburn Daily Shows on Friday as well with the lovely Lindsey Crosby, one-of-a-kind guy, stand-up guy, someone I enjoy getting to talk to every Friday. Great way to cap off my week. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Auburn Daily Show. We will see you guys same place, same time tomorrow, and Dylan and I will see y'all next week.